We took care of everybody. Well, I lived during the Depression. I think it's what got that in my mind, you know, because nobody had any money in those days, you know. So I imagine Depression made a big change in my life, made it like it is.
Did you always want to be a doctor?
Not the first few years of my life, I didn't. But for many years, I think I enjoyed delivering babies more than anything. That was a big thing in life, you know. Everybody was happy at that time, you know. But then I saw a lot of people here that had problems that I was glad to see those and help them.
How long were you in practice here?
Since 1957. You know.
So more than 50 years.
Yeah.
What made you finally decide to retire?
I have no big reason. I enjoy what I was doing, no pressure that I knew. But several months ago, they after me when I was going to retire, I said, oh, maybe the end of June when they took it for gospel, you know, and that's how it got going.
So what are you going to do in retirement?
Well, as I tell everybody, I'm going to keep reading for one thing, but I have several farms, and so that's a big thing to me. I do a lot of reading. The dean of medical school used to say you should read 10 or 15 minutes every day. I think I do that.
What do you think it takes to be a really good doctor?
Well, I think the most important thing is to listen to the patient. If you don't listen to the patient, you're on the wrong page, I think, and do what you can for them.
But you think you're going to miss working here?
Oh, I will. I already do. My patients, I think, were just like a family to me. I've had a couple call this morning. I had one call last night at home, you know, just going to talk to me. I encourage them. I said, call me at home. I don't care. So they do.
For WNKU News, I'm Sarah Dreibelbis.